Now will you notice? And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, now notice this carefully. Take the rod, and this rod here was Aaron's, by the way, and gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aaron thy brother, and speak ye unto the rock before their eyes. Now, why were they to just speak to the rock this time? Well, because back in the 17th chapter of Exodus, they were there, and the rock was smitten. And the rock is to be smitten only once. Now, we'll notice that. And speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth his water. And thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock. So thou shalt give the congregation and their beasts drink. And Moses took the rod from before the Lord as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock. And he said unto them, hear now, ye rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock? And believe me, not only is the children of Israel complaining, but Moses is complaining now, don't you think? I have great sympathy for him. He's been with them all the 40 years in the wilderness. And frankly, friends, he's getting pretty tired of them. All they did was murmur and complain, and I think he's getting tired. But he's forgetting himself here when he says, must we fetch you water out of this rock? And Moses is not going to fetch them water out of the rock at all, because God will be the one that will provide the water. They need to learn a great lesson here. And that is that this is to be a type of Christ, and they're going to have to be very careful. So Moses got angry, and he did something that he shouldn't have done. And this is going to keep him from entering the promised land. Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock twice. Now, somebody said he shouldn't have smitten it twice. He shouldn't have smitten it at all, friends. It had already been smitten. Christ suffered once for sin, never the second time. Christ is the rock that we have here, and that's the picture. And therefore, Moses should have protected and guarded the type by obeying God, you see. If he'd obeyed the Lord told him very clearly, says, you just speak unto it. That's all you need do, and the water will come forth. You don't need to smite the rock at all. But, you know, this man, he had to go ahead and do that. We are told that they did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. Now, you see, Christ was only smitten once, and that's how important it is that Moses should do it as God commands him to. And he smote the rock twice. He should have spoken to it, not smite it once even. It had already been smitten. And the water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beasts also. Now, that didn't keep the water from coming out. The important thing is, it wasn't a matter of smiting the rock or hitting it. It was to picture that which represents Christ. That is the important thing.